Oh, your yellow dress is up next. A little bead. Send up.
There's a sing-along part in a lot of these songs, and this first song, there's a sing-along part, well, it's the chorus, so we'll tell you guys when it's coming on, and everyone will just sing, because that'll make everything better.
It's heavily advisable to sing along.
Yeah, you guys have to beat the last show we played. We played in LA with some friends, and that was a pretty good singing crowd. Like, they were pretty good, so hopefully you guys can do better.
See, if you think you're going to be cool by not singing, you're actually wrong, because everyone else is singing, so then by not singing, you're not cool.
And it's just peer pressure, I guess. Because that's what college is all about. Oh, there's not much to say about major chords today. They're used in lots of songs you hear on the radio. I use them in lots of my songs. They're easy to strum along. My friend Josh Chang doesn't like them. Oh, no.
Make sure I have numerous colors, oh, I'm so happy.
be okay. As long as I stay sane and continue laughing at things when they're funny. Oh, oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh yeah, Tim, so happy.
Should we go into the third part?
Yeah.
Third part?
No,
no. No. Okay. Yeah, that was enough. Thanks for dealing with that, Rebecca, for the second time ever in our lives. Okay, so this next song kind of has a good story behind it. So my grandma's like a lot of old people. They have to take lots of different drugs and stuff, and they're really expensive. And the economy's like, you know, really crappy right now. And so it's like even more expensive for people, and life sucks, et cetera, et cetera. And so my grandma's one of those people, since she lives in Southern California, she's like, well, I can just go down to Mexico and buy drugs because it's a lot cheaper. So Tim's kind of like me. My brother's not here because he's in high school, but Tim's kind of like our third brother. So we went down with my grandma to Mexico once. And so she goes into the pharmacy, and we're just sitting out there in the car, and we're just looking around. You know, it's like Tijuana, and there's all these like, you know, there's like some gangster looking people, and we're like, man, what would our lives be like if we were that gangster? And then, like, if that wasn't weird enough for us to be thinking about, then my grandma comes out of the store, and well, I don't know, I can't really say the next part, I feel awkward.
Well, okay, I guess it's weird because it's his grandma. Like, after she went into the pharmacy and got her, like, regular drugs that she needed, she, like, started talking to these vatos on the corner, and, like, I saw them, like, exchange something or other. I don't know what it was. Like, I'm not passing judgment here. I'm going to leave that up to you. But I'm just telling you like it is, and, you know, anyways, it just inspired us to learn this song for you guys so you can relate to how we felt at that moment.
So anyway, this next song has another story.
Oh my God.
Who would have guessed?
So, last June, my cousin got married in Ohio, so we went out to, you know, go to the ceremony, because she's, like, my oldest cousin, and she's really cool. And so, we're in Cleveland, and we're at, I don't know what the airport's name is, I hope never to remember. But, so, we get there, and delayed off our first flight. We go back to the hotel, we come back, delayed off our second flight. They give us a little coupon, hey, you can stay overnight, but we can only give you 25% off of wherever you stay at these certain hotels. So we're like, fuck this, we're gonna go buy a flight on another airline. So we flew first class back home, and it cost a lot of money, but we got out of that hellhole. And this song's about that place in Cleveland. Yeah.
Don't fly to walk.
Oh, and there's a sing-along in the middle.
What's in there?
Okay, and there's a sing-along on the course of the song, so.
Once again, it should be sung.
I went to the airport and it was just fine. I got my ticket and I stood in line. Got up to the counter, what did they say? Sorry, your flight is delayed. Airport delays, they make you sit around all day. I tried to switch flights about 7 times. They said there's no hope, get back in line. They said your flight's canceled. I said no way. Airport delay. Airport delays, they make me sit around all day. Airport delays, they make me sit around all day. I walk through the terminal to find another flight. I hear parents say, kids be polite. He'll stare at his hair, just pretend he's not there. He's the weirdest guy I've seen all day. Well, the airport's full of weirdos, and I'm not the only one. People always pick me out, and it makes me want to run from all these bumps and all these dirty homes that watch TV all day. Always in a hurry, always impolite, always causing delays. Airport delays, they make me sit around all day. Airport delays, they make me sit around all day. They ruined my fucking day. Okay, well, we've been happy and joyful for a while, so this is the shift in the show where we slow it down a little, we get a little more serious, and yeah. So right now, I'm kind of writing a song cycle. The plan is to write about different counties in California, and so I figured I'd start where I grew up, in Orange County. So we're going to play 2 songs that I've written so far. And this first one is a very serious song. It's about, I know you guys up here in Santa Barbara had the fires too, and down Orange County there's the Santiago fire. And we actually had friends that were evacuating, people who had the fire in their backyard. And so this song is about that.
I sure I could see some of my little lyrical cues.
Oh.
fire burn fast. All the kids stayed home from their class. The smoke covered all. Whose home would be the first to fall? Is kind of about how a place changes once you leave it, and when you come back it's a little different, and it's just kind of about changing perceptions. I don't really have a title for this one, so at the end there's going to be a sing-along part which you guys just got to keep repeating, and then we're going to do other fancy little diddlies over it, so be ready at the end, guys.
It's essential.
With the dreams in their heads, and strange sense of home. And as I'm going away a little further every day, I start to feel alone. Take it away, Tim. About this place, and you see through the fake veneer.
Couple shows we've played, and you know, different places we've been. And this song is, well, it's a cover, but that's okay. And if you feel the need to move your body at the end of the song, you should just stand up and do so, because we probably will. This song, well, let's just play it, I guess.
Everyone will sing along like usual.
Well, we hope.
So first I will mess up a couple times.
And oh yeah, Tim's gonna make some stylistic choices here in the beginning you might not like.
We'll see what
happens. But, you know.
We had our mindset, and all things
is like 4 or 5, so sliding scale of $2 to $5, whatever you have. So, yeah, I don't know who's next.